Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. AV Insider is the name, in case you didn't know. I'm your host, Johnny Mota. And if you are a first-time listener, thanks. If you're a long-time listener, first-time caller, we'll get to you later. But the phones are down right now, so you can speak to the assistant. And if he gets to you with poorly worded emails, it's because he's a little tiny miniature chihuahua slash minpin. So he's all paws and no thumbs, so mind the typos. Anyway, the show's not about me. The show's about my special guest, and today is a returning guest at a different company who has been on the past, Curtis Burkhart. Hopefully I said your name correctly. Who is the Senior Director of North American Sales at Nextivity. Hello.
How's it going, Johnny?
I am alive and well, and it looks and sounds like you are too, and I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you very much, and this is a great opportunity to speak about some amazing technology and developments in the in-building wireless side of the world that you're cleverly attached to.
Yeah, so really quick, typically this is where I would ask you, you know, tell me a little bit about your background, which I will, but just a quick overview. I mentioned that you were on the show in the past, which was episode 19 back in April of 2014. So if you haven't already listened to that episode and you want a little more information about Curtis or a similar topic of discussion, go and listen to episode 19. We'll sit here and wait. Okay, now that you're back, now that you're all back, that was a good overview. Thanks for listening again, in case you didn't already know. Curtis, really quick, give me a quick little overview of your history and technology and in the industry, if you will.
Yeah, I'm glad to. And so right around 2012 and 13, the in-building wireless world started to grow very rapidly with cell phones, smartphones hitting the scene, and people becoming extremely attached to the phone. And the market previous to that was heavily, really only worked through traditional distributed antenna systems. We call that DAS. And DAS systems tend to be very expensive and time-consuming to get deployed. So the signal booster crowd, which I was a part of, began to kind of crack its way in. And the company I was working for at the time actually produced the first truly commercial available kind of booster for that market. Problem was, right about that same time, in fact, I think right about the same time we interviewed last, the FCC enabled a document called the Network Protection Standard, which was designed to provide the carriers with adequate protection from the likes of amplifiers, which tend to add noise to their network. And they're very, very protective of that. And traditional DAS doesn't have that problem, but they do have the expense problem. So a few things kind of came out of all that, one of which was what's being termed as the middle prize now. So DAS, traditional DAS, still very prevalent in the big building, you know, downtown high-rise hotels and stadiums and casinos. But buildings that fit in the middle there somewhere were not being served because traditional DAS, too expensive and too time costly to deploy.
Yeah.
And these signal boosters weren't quite doing the job. And there's a host of problems and pain points that installers and people in the business were experiencing, and basically the DAS community just simply really avoids working with signal boosters. So while they were having some success, and I certainly had some success with it, there remained this enormous market potential in the U.S. for satisfying the middle prize with a product that actually could be cost-effective on the one hand and provide a dependable, repeatable, predictable coverage for the interior, right? I mean, that's what the whole game is about, bringing good live solid signal inside a building.
Yeah.
The buildings tend to act as a filter to all that. So along comes Nextivity. And when I first heard about Nextivity, right, actually coincidentally about when we met, you know, I used to poke fun and say, you know, if those guys can do what they say they're going to do, they'll take over the market. They have everything this middle price is really after. A solid, effective DAS-like, and in our case, we're literally a DAS product, but it's got to be dependable and repeatable and usable off air like the signal boosters, but with all of the sort of conditional traits of DAS. So there really isn't anything that does that. Nextivity has kind of found the magic secret sauce to be able to do that. And we do it in a way that is simply provider specific, whereas the amplifier world broadcast and amplify the entire frequency or band, right?
Okay. Right.
We are provider specific in that we actually, our product will seek out, if you're say AT&T, our product will actually seek out the better signals from AT&T and process them. We add 100 dB gain, and at the end of what we call a coverage unit or the interior antennas that broadcast the signal, in that leap budget, as they would refer to it, we have a tremendous powerful signal emanating in virtually every case, literally every case. And the pain points associated with the sort of weaker amplifiers are kind of removed, and we still require professional installation, but they get these tremendous results. So that's a lot. That's kind of the nutshell of why I was excited to get the position with Nextivity.
Just a quick question. So I get what you're saying, and you're provider specific. You find the best signal available per provider, you know, depending on who's dialing out on what network. Right. And then you're saying in return, boost that signal with 100 dB gain, correct?
Right. Right.
Is there any sort of downside to doing that?
Well, that's the beautiful thing. The DNA that Warner Sievers and the team at Nextivity have all born of a carrier specific relationship. They've been able to gain so much information over time with how the carrier behaves, how the signal behaves in the network, that we have relationships with 200 carriers around the globe, which is literally unheard of. Hmm. And all four carriers in the USA are working with us in the sense that they know that the way our product works, much like a handset itself, just processing signal, adds literally zero noise to the network. And that's why we got this 100 dB exclusion in the network protection standard, because all other boosters fall under the broad category, and they get an average of about 70 dB gain to work with.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it just isn't enough in a lot of large buildings, you know. So,
okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you short. What were we saying?
No. And then really the other piece of it is when I arrived at Nextivity, they were still really working with one carrier at a time.
Hmm.
The only products they had were one carrier products, and of course, I'd made my living in a multi-carrier world. We're
right.
You know, trying to, and that's really where that middle price market suggests that must be a multi-carrier platform. When I arrived, and I'm certain they were already working on this, but
We can just say that it was your idea. It's okay.
Yeah, it was my idea. I'd love to be able to say that, and I should get like 2 cents for everyone sold or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But the idea is we really just posited the idea that if this works as amazing as it does on a single carrier platform, you know, it was like wink, nod, you know, can't we just put all four in parallel and do all four carriers in a building? And, you know, it's so funny. I like to say the geniuses left the room and came back a couple hours and went, yeah, you know, we can do that. So
I thought you were going to say the geniuses left the room, came back, and says, we've got a great idea. What if we ran all four carriers parallel to each other at the same time? I feel like I just said that.
Well, I think actually that's how it went down, and that's quite all right by me. But literally 6 months later, we had what our product, the Quattro 2000, is. And we are, I mean, every corner of the globe right now, well, particularly the USA, everybody from DAS players in this market to the traditional signal booster crowd are coming around. I mean, as they're lining up jobs. We have a list of deployments as long as your arm, and it's growing every day. It's very, very exciting. It's just great technology.
So I got a little ahead of the schedule here, but yes, that is very exciting. What I should have started with, and maybe we can go back in time, but maybe we can't all do that. Let's just keep going forward. Tell me a little bit about the company Nextivity, right? So give me a good overview about their background, how long they've been around, were they a different company before, are they brand new? What's the story behind Nextivity?
Basically a new company that had developed maybe 15 years ago. I think 2006 is when products began to hit the market. They, like I said, the basic DNA at Nextivity was providing more power on a per carrier basis. So they really tapped into working with just a carrier. For instance, T-Mobile.
Okay.
They have a little product we call Go, or we have our Duo and our Pro units, which are home, you know, consumer size products.
Okay.
T-Mobile literally gives those away as customer retention tools. So it's kind of quiet. Not that many people really know that our product is as prevalent out there as it is, but it's really pretty remarkable. So they built this empire, and it's literally 200 carriers around the globe. Werner Sievers is the CEO, and Mikhail Loader is our chief technology officer. And the combination there is really pretty great. They maybe a little yin and yang there, but they just really can collaborate very quickly and bring product to market. So Werner's previous successes might include, you know, I think this is his seventh entrepreneurial success, including Broadcom and Dimension Data.
Okay.
So there's some pretty big names there. We've got 42 engineers running around there. Half of them are either from Qualcomm or some Silicon Valley venture. It's a lot like a think tank. It's very Silicon Valley-like, based in San Diego. So you get happy engineers with TAM, and that doesn't happen that often.
What was the name of the residential grade device that T-Mobile kind of gives away?
They have their own special name for it. It's
okay.
Similar to our products called Duo or Pro.
Okay. Got it.
And those on our website at selfie.com. Selfie is with a hyphen.
So the Duo is similar to the Amazon Alexa Dot of the world, whereas people are sort of giving it away.
Well, yeah, it's amazing because for customer attention, the value a carrier places in that is pretty significant. So for us, it's a feather in the cap that T-Mobile values the proposition so well. I mean, they pay for them, that's for sure.
Right. But I mean, they're not free. I just meant in that it's kind of like the entry level gateway into your cell boosting world.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we compete with all the other home sized boosters in that category.
Yeah. And would you say you're pretty price competitive in that category?
Very much so. Very much so. In fact, our more consumer friendly products like Pro and Duo, and we have one called Go, which is more of a small office Soho kind of application. It's got some other rugged abilities. Those are all very, very cost competitive. I think the Quattro 1000, which is the single carrier version, is very, very cost competitive. And then the reality is getting the four carrier production together that we needed makes us at a very slight premium on the market for the not, you know, very much still very affordable versus traditional DAS. But we're probably, I'd honestly say we're pennies per foot more expensive than some of the other players. But the features and the deliverables that come with that, it's selling Ferrari in a Buick world. That's fair. But it's true. We're very proud of the significant advantage we have with that 100 dB gain under the law. It's like 1,000 times more broadcasting power, you know. So it's a significant advantage to have.
So is there any one market that Nextivity/CellFi is more prevalent in than others, or would you say we have good saturation across the board?
Well, the interesting thing, and that's a great question, the interesting thing for Nextivity is they really kind of set their feet in the market in various locations around the globe because, and it's probably because of the more complex nature of the U.S. market with four carriers at play.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is you could take a market like Australia, which up until a couple years ago, and they still have laws, I mean, it's actually severe penalties for the use of signal boosters.
Oh.
And now they're importing by the tens of thousands our product because they've recognized how well it works.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's kind of breaking down barriers in Asia. Our product's deployed in China and all over Asia. EMEA is a significant market for us. As I understand, I wasn't in Barcelona this year, but there were lines around the building trying to get in to talk to our contingency in Barcelona about the Quattro because of its the word is getting out about how powerful, how effective it is. So we're just having so much fun. It's in enough demand to keep me on an airplane most of the time, and it's kind of nice. So we're having a lot of fun with it.
So do you typically go to Barcelona for the company?
Well, the company does. I've been there before, but I didn't go this last couple of years. So
okay.
But Mobile World Congress is a great venue to find out what's what, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the name CellFi in itself, I think, is pretty ingenious, right? Name cellular, Fi for fidelity, CellFi by Nextivity. I love it, right? It's pretty it's pretty self-explanatory. It's not too long. It kind of feels the sort of startup name in itself, kind of, right?
But
it's
that.
Right. I think I overall like it. And when you say it, it just makes sense. I mean, maybe for some people you'd have to like kind of read it once or twice, but it makes sense. Whereas some of the other companies, I'm like, what do you do? What does that have to do with the name? I think it's good. And just to cover, so it's not just buildings. It's not residential and it's not large facilities, medium facilities, multi-dwelling units, enterprise grade. You can do this in a mobile application in vehicles, correct? As long as
we also have our Go product is a great mobile product. it has some features that I've sold a lot of mobile amplifiers, but our Go has a significant feature that no other one does. First of all, it has it's 70 or 72 dB gain in the mobile mode. And all the other products on the market are limited to 50 dB. So this is that differential again, that's based on the fact that the carriers signed off and are happy with knowing that our product just can't cause harm to their tower.
Yeah.
But more remarkably, that product has an algorithm and search base for signal that is, everything's happening at the speed of the cell call. I think the number is under 20 milliseconds. I could be wrong about that somewhere, but I think we're at 16 milliseconds or something. It's crazy fast how it works, and it's good enough to keep up with the carriers at that digital signal processor level that, you know, we're not going to cause them to have delays or drop calls or what have you. So our mobile product actually performs amazingly on the road as a vehicle, you know, goes through the handoff process down the road, right?
Right.
But another amazing feature of that product is it can be switched. It can literally be switched when in stationary mode, when you've parked your RV or your car or your boat, and it can be switched back to 100 dB gain.
Wow.
And that, again, you get this great coverage ability and a true hot spot for campers or whoever. I mean, it's an amazing product for camping and all that.
And this carriers?
Right now, Go is only available for three carriers, not Sprint. That product, we don't work with Sprint yet. But, you know, when you cover AT&T and Verizon, you get pretty much most of it out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you had a family or you had visitors and you're in an RV you had somebody that had, you have an AT&T system and you have a guest or a visitor that is in a Verizon cell and they had a strong need to be able to have better coverage, you could actually switch our product to the other carrier literally on the fly and then through our app, which I haven't even talked about our app and our remote monitoring capabilities, but suffice it to say, we have this ability that a user could actually, in a pinch, help somebody out. Maybe it's a public safety concern, maybe it's just a business concern, a need to, like I seem to always have to be on a conference call or something when I'm in the wrong place all the time. So those kind of things can come up. I guess what I'm trying to say is the Go product is amazingly versatile and more powerful than anything on the market. And of course, you know, I spend 100% of my time in building, worrying about large buildings mostly, but the company has this scale of products to do virtually any type job. And we have, you know, there's six or eight verticals, you know, talk about the healthcare industry, the hospitality industry, schools and universities, commercial applications, manufacturing, all those verticals are just clamoring, knocking us down right now, getting jobs designed. So
let's say I have a large project. Maybe it's a very large high rise or something, right? And I'm unfamiliar with how your product works, coverage issues, and I'm needing help with design. Is that something that your company offers?
Yeah, I think most of our partners, you know, so everything's going to go, it's going to filter through some integrator, right? I'm not going to sell to the apartment building.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I kind of bypassed that portion. We should talk about who your direct customer is and how do they obtain pricing and availability. Is that like a direct to dealer integrator? Is there a distribution model? Is it a mix?
Correct. So we have currently we have three master distributors.
Okay.
They're a company called Get Wireless.
Okay.
Another called Wincom. And then we just started a relationship with a kind of a DAS specialist distributor called Alliance. Hmm. And Alliance was born in Canada, but they have a nice presence in the U.S. and they're very competitive going after DAS integrators. So our customer really is the integrator who we've convinced to stop doing painful deployments of amplifiers, and maybe they're getting better at predicting which space they're going to put a bid on design into. Certain jobs will, you just have a gut feeling are going to be a DAS job, and we don't want to take away from that. But that, 98% of buildings in the United States of America fit the middle prize description, and we know that the middle prize is not buying DAS. They're not paying for DAS much. So there's exceptions to every rule, but for the most part, those building owners, and it can be upwards of 500,000 square feet, which would include that high-rise apartment building, and sometimes even larger jobs. And so the integrator is probably pretty familiar with how to do design. We certify them that they understand our product and how it's deployed. And we actually will be on the job at their discretion if they need some presence from us for the first couple installs they do, something like that. They all get pretty proficient at it pretty quickly. So
okay. Now, mm-hmm. For the listeners at home, this is our 3D portion, so you can put on your glasses now. So what's next for the company? Where do you... And this could be all opinion. You can tell me anything or not tell me you like. But where do you see the future of your company? You're already, from when we met, and at the time you were talking about Selfie, and that's when this was all starting to come to fruition. And now you've been with them, and they're sort of, I'd like to say, ahead of the curve, ahead of the game, right? Doing it a little bit different than the others, a little bit better, a little more accurate. What's next? Where do you see this company going?
Well, we are going in some amazing directions that are pretty exciting. I'm not at liberty to be very specific.
That's okay.
It's just the nature of the game. But I would say look for in the coming months, maybe another 6 months or so, a more refined version of the Quattro 2000 that will be, putting all four carriers in one box and streamlining it much better. I think you'll see that we're expanding our interest in other popular markets within the in-building enhancement side. I don't want to be more specific than that, but
that's okay. It's pretty good.
There's some very, very high-end, well thought out new products for this space that we believe will be big game changers in the technology. Nextivity is a chip maker. It's in the processing. And so these guys have the ability to, much like, I would almost say it was a lot like the early chip development. Remember, whatever they were, there was a 380, a 286, and then there was a core and then a core quad and
a dual and a quad core and
dual
an eight core. Yeah.
The dual the chips eight. Yeah. They kept getting better and better.
Yeah.
And we're seeing through Nextivity itself, we're actually seeing that their first version of chipset got them so far. This latest product that we have now, the Quattro 2000, is based on an improved chip that they released in January. And, I believe sometime early next year, we will have a more remarkable, exponentially more powerful chip to play with. And I would imagine that translates to exponentially more powerful products. So without spilling the beans more than I know, and I really don't know enough to be more than dangerous.
That's okay.
Nextivity is all about the future. And one of the more fascinating moments I had with Werner Sievers early on was, you know, we started with a blank whiteboard behind him, and we talked about Nextivity products and the IoT. And obviously the IoT is a big buzzword for everybody. I don't think anybody, you know, everybody thinks they understand it, but it's far from mature. And by the time we were done with that hour-long discussion, you know, it was like the Einstein blackboard. You know, it's just like the whole board. You know, it was a very fascinating discussion. But I think it's safe to say that we are looking forward to technological developments, which will kind of set this industry on its side a little bit.
Really quick for the listeners who do not know the ever popular buzzword IoT, which is an acronym for Internet of Things. If you've not heard that, you've been living under a rock, or maybe you just don't know what the internet is, but it's not a big deal. You've just heard what it is. Maybe you already hate that acronym. Maybe you love it. I don't know, but that's what we're talking about.
Right. I think I've always hated it, but it's there.
It's where we're at. But So I was just scrolling on the website and I saw something of the verbiage that read as, where are we here? Nextivity Inc. made in California. Is that true?
Well, no. It's our product is developed and researched and produced in California. All the actual you know, it's made in China. Like some.
Okay, so made and assembled, or assembled here in California.
Not even assembled here.
Oh,
it's assembled. So all of our work is research and development in California. So somewhere okay. There's a little misnomer there.
Okay, well, all right, not a big deal. I was just about to be like, praise, you know, Nextivity.
I wish
another company here in the States. That how's that even possible these days?
I know, and I would love that, but not yet.
Well, I would too, and I'm sure a lot of other people would, but at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, bag on a company for not making stuff here. Hey, I came from manufacturing for 7 years, my first run, and I will tell you that it is not cheap to manufacture here in the States.
No, and there's things changing. Maybe it will change. But
it will. There are companies that still do it. I get why people outsource. I completely understand. As I mentioned, I came from manufacturing, and there's good reason for it, right? You know, you can do it. There's a cost associated. Materials cost more, tariffs, etc. Material costs money, and metal fluctuates from day to day. I get it.
Yeah.
And but
there's also other reasons where we're dependent on a number of products that are exactly the same products that Apple and Samsung buy.
Yeah,
and they're buying them by the zillions.
Yeah,
and we have to wait until they've got their fill. You know, all the I hate to say this, the pigs at the trough, right?
That's how it is, though, right? So you have to get in line. Unless you're the big manufacturers like them, you're right. Just in line.
So that's where our raw materials are in China. That's it.
Okay.
It's nice to know that our manufacturing, I believe, is Taiwanese owned and operated in China. So they have maybe a little protection from some of the shenanigans that go on out there.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything we have not mentioned about Nextivity?
Well, I think that basically the impressive thing about Nextivity is its culture.
Yeah.
Kind of headed off by Mr. Sievers himself, but it's a company that's very interested in kind of giving back and developing. Every year he brings in interns from all over the world, I guess, that come to the company and get sort of a education in American business practice, and then turns them back to the countries they came from, and he does all that as a way to pay back a little bit. They do a lot of charity work at Christmas and wherever. And I'm just really proud to be with this kind of organization. They're good. They're good for people, and they're good for business.
Cool. Can any of the integrators listening out there see Nextivity/SelfEye at any of the trade associated trade shows?
Or yeah, we're present in most all of them now. I'm working real hard to try and kind of evolve the culture a little bit at Nextivity, because they've pretty much tied themselves to a lot of our distribution partners, say, and rather than having an independent presence at the trade shows. But we're at all the usual DAS Congress and IWCE, and we're even at CES and that kind of
thing. Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
But nothing like integrator related necessarily.
I guess Bixie is a show we're planning be at. That's a big one. IWCE and DAS Congress are pretty integrator heavy as well.
Okay.
So yeah, there's lots of ways they can go, you know. So
okay, so I think this is a good place to sort of wrap up the show here regarding Nextivity. Now, for any integrators out there, or anyone in general, maybe who is a homeowner or building owner, no, scratch that, integrator specific that wants to learn more about the company and they're interested about learning more where to get it, they want more training, they want information about the products, where can they go to learn more?
Well, they're obviously selfeye.com. It's with a hyphen, so it's CEL-FI.com is the simplest source of information, and there are ways that people can sign up to get a sales call kind of in reply.
Okay.
I don't mind if you post my information, and I'm always happy to talk about it.
Sounds great. Okay. Well, again, this is a good place to end the show, and maybe towards later in the year, 6 months down the line, when some things may or may not happen.
Yeah,
I'd love to have you back to talk about what did or didn't happen yet.
Of course.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back. You're always fun to talk to. You have great information. You're with a great company again, as usual. You're doing some pretty cool things, and I'm excited to see the future of wireless boosting in basically every application they can think of, and the ones to come that you can't really quite tell me yet.
I know. And it's an exciting industry, so it's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. So everyone, this has been AV Insider. If you want to learn more, as Curtis already mentioned, head over to selfeye.com, CEL-FI.com. That's the website where you can learn more. But if you're more of a social person, you want to interact with them on Facebook, you can. It's facebook.com/5bars. Count them, the number 5, BARS. So facebook.com/5bars.
Also LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. LinkedIn is a good one there. That's linkedin.com/company/Nextivity or /Inc. We'll take you to their page. If you want some videos, it's youtube.com/user/SelfEye Booster. They're on Google Plus. It's plus.google.com/cell-fi. And should you want anything via Twitter in 140 characters or less, or maybe they expanded it, I don't recall. It's at 5bars. The number 5, BARS, is where you can find them there. If anyone has any questions for me regarding the show, you have hate or love mail, you want to give me all your pointers, tips, you've got ideas, you want to talk technology, you want to get Curtis's information, whatever it is, you can send me an email. It's Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y. @ravepubs.com. That's my personal email. You can reach to me there, and I will get back to you, or my four-legged furry assistant that I mentioned earlier that has a problem typing will probably get you something good there to get in touch with me. That's my email, but if you want to reach out on Twitter, should that still exist tomorrow, along with Instagram, it is at jmota3, J-M-O-T-A, the number 3. Facebook is just my name. Snapchat is some other guy. It's going to be AV_insider there. And that's pretty much it. Reach out, say hi, tell me you love the show, tell me you hated it. Whatever it is, just don't send spam, because it's not my personal thing and emails. But again, just say hi. Everyone, AV Insider is the show. You can check that out at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab, where I host a few shows. This one is AV Insider. If you're going to Infocom, you can see myself and Victoria Barella doing the trade show minute there, as well as, nope, that's the only show there, but the other shows listed at ravepubs.com or on the Rave Radio tab are hosted by other integrators alike with different thoughts, ideas, flavors, shows, topics, and there's a lot of really good info there. So if you're done listening to my voice and you want a break, head over to ravepubs.com, check out the Rave Radio tab, check out the other shows. There's some really good stuff. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Curtis, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it as always. And in the future, we'll have you back. See you at Infocom.
All right. Thanks.